Hello and welcome to this special SearchSecurity.com audio slideshow. My name is Eric Parizo, Senior Site Editor of SearchSecurity.com. I'm with Rob Westervelt, the News Director for SearchSecurity.com. Rob, good to have you with us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Today we're going to be talking about highlights and analysis of the results of SearchSecurity.com's exclusive survey on mobile security in the enterprise. We conducted the survey in Q2 of 2012. We're going to have several slides with accompanying audio segments like this one, fairly short, but the goal is to supplement our reporting on the survey with some key data points that we think are important and offer our own analysis of the data and results. So with that in mind, Rob, any thoughts on the survey and what's happening in enterprise mobile security?
Yeah, I think the survey really reflects much of what we're hearing in the security community. There's a tremendous amount of noise right now around mobile security threats, primarily mobile malware, when in fact, some of the major concerns out there right now are around lost and stolen devices. But, these issues are all obviously very important. Attackers are moving to mobile slowly, and we're seeing that uptick, aren't we?
Absolutely. And there were a lot of questions we had where we've heard, anecdotal evidence over time and on other things we've heard conflicting reports. So we wanted to reach out to you folks, our own audience, to get a better sense of what's really happening in the enterprise with questions like, are enterprises issuing mobile devices versus supporting BYOD? How much formal mobile security policy exists out there and what's being emphasized? What technology projects are at the top of the list right now and over the next 12 months? So for me, the biggest overarching issue right now with mobile security in the enterprise is that despite the numerous different types of platforms out there, from BlackBerry to Android to iOS, and especially with Android, the numerous versions that various OEMs and device makers are supporting, despite all that, it seems like the threat landscape is quite pervasive, where in the past, in previous, types of computing, when there's been that kind of diversity, the threat landscape has been much less concerning. I think there are a variety of reasons why that is, but I wanted to try to dig into just what the perceived threat out there was, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and if you ask security experts, a lot of them will say that it's just about being more proactive now. The platforms themselves have some security built into them. And security researchers are, really looking into all of these platforms to find the weaknesses and vulnerabilities before the cyber criminal, the financially motivated cyber criminals, move from the desktop to mobile. It's good that we're being a little more proactive. The security community is being a little bit more proactive. A lot of IT pros, IT security pros, CISOs, are concerned about the lack of control and visibility, especially with the bring-your-own-device movement, the fact that you've got so many different platforms. How do you control it, and how do you gain that visibility into them?
And with that, we'll get ready to move on to our next topic, which is methodology and demographics.